Lisa chimed in and asked a question, and she sent it to me on Instagram DM. You can do the same. The question reads, how do I get my dream job? The recruiters have me paralyzed. Oh, this is so good. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Let's go, Matt. All right, Lisa, here's the deal. You're looking to make this transition or you're looking for your dream job. Many people can relate to this particular journey, the struggle of trying to find the thing that they would love to do. All right, here are really three, maybe four things that should change everything for you. First and foremost, did you hear my other episode about not letting the options define your objectives? Your objective is to get your dream job. The recruiters are sending you options. That means they are sending you things from a limited source, a limited pool of offerings. You go to them as they got the buffet, and they're like, here are the 10 things you can be offered. That's it. These 10. Pick one. So go back and listen to Don't Let the Options Define Your Objectives episode, because that will also help you with this. So step number one, do not put your destiny in someone else's hands. Sure, they can work on getting you placed, but that can't be the only thing that's happening. So here's how you're going to start to really shape up to get your dream job. Number one, you're going to write down the things that interest you and engage you. What are the topics, the categories of life that interest you, but then also you feel engaged about? Is it politics? Is it health? Is it food? Is it fitness? Is it social media? Is it marketing? Is it nonprofits? Is it working with the disabled? Like, what are your interests? Think about the things you read. Think about the things you talk about. Think about the things you would do for free. What are you really interested in? And would you be engaged in it? That's when you've identified your passion. A lot of people are searching for passion. What's my passion? Your passion is your interests plus engagement. That equals passion. So that's number one. Write those things down. What are they? Number two, you're now going to write the names of local companies in your area as well as national companies that you think fit those interests. Local companies and national companies that fit those interests. Now, third thing, you need to talk to people. So informational interviews, talking to people that work in these companies or in these potential jobs that you potentially are going for. You have to reach out. You can use LinkedIn. You can use Meetup. You can go to conferences. You can corner people that are speaking at conferences. Like, you can DM people on social media. There are a dozen ways that you can reach someone today. So talk to more than one person that's in that particular position or in that company that you think has your dream job to get some insight. Don't ever allow your research to be based off of one person's point of view. So make sure you get multiple people to talk to. Then the next step, research. You have to research relentlessly about this area. What's the field? What do you need to study? What do you need to say? What do you need to talk about? You need to go and listen to the other episode that I did called Act As If, which teaches you how you need to prepare yourself for the thing you want to become. And that's the same with your dream job. So in quick summary, I would say, number one, you're not going to allow the recruiters to be the only source of your opportunities. You're not going to limit your options or let them define your objectives through those options. Number two, you're going to write down what you are interested in. What are the things that really get you riled up, excited, or passionate, interest, and engaged? Number three, you're going to write down the local companies and national companies that fit those interests. Number four, you're now going to find people that work for those companies or people that have those types of jobs, and you're going to informational interview with them. Number five, you are going to research your butt off about this industry and about your dream job. Most people know what they have talents for, know what they have interest in, know what they have skills for, but they haven't figured out how to monetize it. These are some of the steps that helps you get there. If you need more clarification, hit me up on the DM and Instagram. Be more than happy to help you out. Lisa, you're on your way. You're right there. You're already asking the right questions. You got this. Let me know if I can help you. Speaking of helping you, you could, Lisa, dial star Mario right on your phone. And if you do that, just listen to the instructions, because it's a really cool piece of technology that I'm using that's going to now send you a text message with a link. And then you can opt in to my VIP text message service. And we're going to be selecting three people randomly who opt into my VIP text message service. And you're going to get a chance to get a one-on-one for 20 minutes on anything that you're struggling with me. So again, dial star Mario for your chance to win. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.